Your first chance to win a trip to the big game happens next, right here on 93.1.
In order to ensure our Valentine's Day celebration at Coolwater Creek reflects the requisite amount of romance and glamorousness, and ride the Valentine's Adventure with Coolwater Creek.
Alert! Alert! Major announcement! Major announcement!
Please change your station immediately to 93.1 FM.
Major announcement! Major announcement!
Please change your station immediately to 93.1 FM.
It started in 1994 as a low-powered, hard-to-hear AM station, bringing you the wide world of all things sports. But times have changed. You watch your favorite team on your high-def flat screen. You follow them through their website or with text updates. Isn't it time you had an alternative to the old-school, scratchy sports station on AM? Crystal clear.
Please change your station immediately to 93.1 FM.
Introducing the new 93.1 The Ticket. The FM sports station. Let's party!
Swing and a miss! And that's it! The Giants are world champions as they come pouring out of the dugout.
Snapback, ball down, kick on the way! It is good! The Auburn Tigers are college football's best in 2010. The Lakers repeat the LA Lakers of 2010 NBA champions.
It's the ticket like you've never heard it before. This is the new 93.1 The Ticket, the FM sports station. We're kicking off our new FM home with a trip for two to the big game. February 6th at Cowboys Stadium in Dallas, Texas. Jerry's World. Text Ticket FM to 62582 to enter. And we're picking a winner this Friday. And now, for the first time ever on FM, it's Idaho Sports Talk.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
From the studios of the new 93.1 The Ticket, here's Jeff Caves and Mike Brainerd.
Well, the two voices you may never have wanted to hear, Big Daddy and whatever we want to call Prater now, 50 Cent or 500 pounds, welcome to the new 93.1 The Ticket. This is the FM sports station. For those of you that were looking for MJ, he's in studio. You can hear him
what up?
Cackling here. And this is a big day. And we've got a lot of explaining to do. In the meantime, we hope that you make this switch. For those of you that have tuned in to 1350 since January 1st, 2000, when all the computers were clicking off, we actually flipped KTIK from 1340 to 1350. Today is another historic day. Write it down, because on the 26th, the simulcasting has begun. The 1350 audience can get the ticket in FM sports station clarity at 93.1. Now, joining me is Mike Prater of the Idaho Statesman to record this and perhaps play along with us today. Very disappointed in you, Prater. Your attitude coming into the studio was very FM-like, let's just say.
I'm confused. What do you expect? Come on.
That's exactly right.
Where's my Lady Gaga fix? I'm looking for it.
We'll get to that in a minute.
All right.
We've upset every... Well, I don't want to get into demographics. But MJ is with us, who you normally would have heard at this time. You played your final song on 93.1.
Yes, and those of you listening, obviously on 93.1, you heard what it was. For those of you listening right now on 1350 KTIK, The Ticket, one of my all-time favorite songs by one of my all-time favorite bands, it was Bye 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 by NSYNC.
Yeah, a personal request.
Personal request. After 6 wonderful years with the station, when the news was broken to me, I said, I have one request. And they got a little worried, and I said, all I want to hear is Bye Bye Bye. NSYNC is the last song as a music station on 93.1.
Okay, you think you were worried. Now Prater and I are terrified we're in the same studio with you. But nonetheless, what was previously scheduled to air right before this switch? What did you bump?
We bumped Rihanna. We also bumped a Kesha song.
Appropriate.
Probably Sir Mix-a-Lot too. That was probably in there somewhere too. We still throw down some old school as well.
All right.
Or we used to. I don't know if I can say we anymore.
I have one question. Well, I have a lot of questions, but I won't bore you with all my other ignorance. Does this mean, JP, don't be offended by this. Does this mean we finally get to upgrade our music, our bumper music?
Yes, that you will hear throughout this edition of Idaho Sports Talk.
No and more Jimi Hendrix, no
God.
More Who,
no,
no,
more,
no more crusty old white guys.
No, this is where you're going to get your Lady Gaga fix.
Nice.
Yeah. And let me set a couple of things straight here. First of all, MJ has graciously agreed to join us today to break this news to the thousands and thousands of people on 93.1 that were expecting their hit music. And I appreciate you coming in.
And I appreciate you having me on.
And I did not want to be the first voice that they heard. And your phone lines are lighting up. I'm sure ours are going to be lighting up. And for those of you who are 93.1 listeners, and Tyson Caves, Jessica Caves may be tuned in right now. They may not be able to go back to their respective classrooms.
Yeah. Madison Prater is going to just drill into me at home tonight.
It's over.
It's over.
We might as well be on Ada Sheriff again. But in the meantime,
I haven't made that website yet.
MJ, give us your history, because a lot of people who have tuned in to 93.1, maybe 1 out of 10 of them have checked out the AM band of radio stations and had thought, well, maybe I'll listen to Jim Rome. Maybe I'll listen to a sports talk show.
Yeah.
But the 90% of the rest of them, I wonder how many even know there is an AM group of radio stations.
Yeah, not a lot of people in my age range or younger, those people that listen to our stations, know what AM radio is. Now, I've been with Citadel Broadcasting. I've been with 93.1 for about 6 years now.
Right.
And it's been a wonderful 6-year run with the station. We've been able to do a lot of great things, and I hold a lot of great memories. And I'm very excited about the new direction in 93.1. For those people who are, radio buffs within the city, they know 93.1 has a very rich tradition in the city, dating back to longer before it was 93.1 Hit Music Now, or even before when it was Magic 93.1, and definitely very excited about the new direction that 93.1 is going now, being 93.1 The Ticket. It's very, very exciting.
All right, you are listening to the new 93.1 The Ticket, the FM sports station. Jeff Caves along with Mike Prater. MJ is joining us from the 93.1, formerly known as Hit Music Now station. And MJ, you have been in the Boise State Band.
Yep.
For those of you listening to 93.1 and said, I kind of like sports. I didn't know there was a sports station or a sports show like Idaho Sports Talk, which has been on the air for 26 years.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them, do you you like sports? How do you like sports?
Sports is my life. Of course, like you mentioned, I was in the Boise State Marching Band. Boise State holds a very close place in my heart. Very involved, very actively involved with the Idaho Steelheads organization. I have a lot of people that ask me, how can we listen to the games out of town? We carried on 1350 KTIK. What's that? Now this is an opportunity for those people in my age range that want to listen to these sports games. They're like, how can I get the sports coverage that I haven't been able to get before? You can now listen here on 93.1. You can hear
Super Bowl coming right up.
Exactly. You can hear the Super Bowl coming up, and it presents a bigger opportunity for people my age and younger people who really want to listen to sports. And like you mentioned at the top of the show, don't know a lot about AM radio. This now presents the opportunity where they can get their sports fix if they're driving around.